Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I tell the stories of art, artists, and interview people in the arts. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I am an artist, art historian, teacher, and mentor. This is episode 66 of Art Talk, and today I have Tammy Walters as my guest. Tammy Walters is a British modern contemporary artist based in the heart of Lancashire, UK. She is best recognized for her bold and illustrative equine and animal paintings. Her artistic development is deeply influenced by her passion for animals and her strong relationship with her family and her love of music. She is influenced by artists Charles Rennie Mackintosh, Alphonse Mucha, and Gustav Klimt. And her love for Quentin Blake and his wonderfully whimsical illustrations. Welcome, Tammy. I'm so happy to have you as my guest.
Oh, it's great to be here. Great to be here, Karen.
Yeah, and congratulations with being with your first international exhibition in my country and in my city, Amsterdam.
Absolutely. Honestly, it's going to be such an amazing thing. I mean, it's the first Dutch equine art fair with a collective that I've been with for just over 12 months. So this is run, obviously, from the Netherlands, part of Verzameld. We are 22 equine artists, sculptors, photographers, somebody who's written a book. That is all going to be there for this event on the 12th to the 15th of August.
Great. Fantastic. Congratulations with that. And you have another big one in September. We talk about that later.
Yes.
So you are influenced by Charles Rennie Mackintosh, a designer mainly, and watercolor artist, a colorist.
He was an architect. From
and
Scotland. And
also Alphonse Mucha, also an illustrator, and Art Nouveau. That's also related with design and architecture, by the way. And I've seen a huge exhibition of him and his work in Rotterdam years ago.
Yeah.
And then we have Gustav Klimt, a symbolist, a member of the Vienna Secession. I've seen him in Vienna, or his work. I'm not that old. Whose subject was mainly the female body and the eroticism he painted. Yes. Last but not least, Quentin Blake. I love Quentin Blake.
He's incredible.
Who many will definitely know from his brilliant book illustrations of Roald Dahl.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes,
so absolutely. Looking at your art and topic, what exactly is it that influenced you by these three artists?
I think from a really young age, I had a love of the ink pen. I just loved drawing in ink, fountain pen. I think when we were younger, we were given, we had to draw in pencil. We had to write in pencil till we got to, I'd probably say, the last year of primary school. And then you were elevated. You, in year four, you got your fountain pen. And it was like, it was literally the whole way through until year four, the excitement that you were thinking you were going to get your hands on an ink pen and, you know, learn to do nice handwriting with this ink pen. And from then, basically that was it, the ink pen. Cause obviously you can get so many things and it's such an easy thing to do. It's so detailed, you know, a brush is not as controlled. But a pen is really controlled. And maybe I'm a bit of a control freak with that one. But I think for me, when I've started looking at why I love all these ones, if I look through them, there's a lot of similarities. There's a lot of black lines going through them. There's a lot of curvature. There's a lot of, I'm just trying to think what that brings them all together. They are very, most of them with females. And that's the anatomy for me. So even the anatomy of the female body, but the anatomy for my animals, you know, the muscles, the elongated neck of the horse, the way it moves, all these things just light me up. They just light me up inside, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I find it very fascinating. I've looked at your work and
I found more towards Quentin Blake in a way, but you definitely have your own style. Yes. I mean, none of these three, you're not Mucha, you're not McIntosh, nor Blake. You really have your own style.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I can see similarities in it. Yeah.
I think when I think when I look, as most artists do, you know, we all start off by copying. We all start off by doing a Van Gogh sunflower. You know, this is how in schools in the UK, this is, you know, you'll probably find that your art teacher, whatever your art teacher is inspired by, is how it's brought out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so my art teacher in my senior school, she was really big into music. She was, at the time, obviously we're talking, you know, 30 odd years ago, she was out there, she was a lesbian. She was very passionate about folk music. She was passionate about being a Liverpudlian, you know, the Beatles. So I was really, you know, every art lesson for me, I couldn't wait to get there. When I was in the art lesson, she was there, you know, making us feel passionate and making us want to do our own thing. But I think that does take a long time to get that little bit of your niche going, because I think it's practice, practice, practice.
Yeah.
If you keep drawing the same thing over and over again, at some point it will become yours.
Yeah. You see this with a lot of artists. I mean, look at someone like Picasso. He started out at a very young age because his father was teaching at an art school. And he was able to draw what he saw. He knew everything, how it went. And he copied about everything that he saw to make it into his own style in the end.
Yes.
I mean, old masters, they were apprentices at one point. And to start, they copy old masters. That's still a very good thing. I wouldn't say do it from a photo. Go to the museum.
Yeah.
And do it there. That's a different aspect. But yeah, definitely. And at one point you find your own style. And I love your style, to be honest.
Thank you.
And I was wondering, because you're an illustrator, pen and ink is typically the tool of the illustrator. But your work is also on larger canvases available. And do you feel more inclined towards illustration or painting? Or do you think these are large illustrations that can go... You are walking the tightrope of...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a bit like when I'm saying, am I an illustrator? I'm an artist. So I think an artist can be have any of those things under their belt. But illustration is... For me, it's so to illustrate with a pen or to illustrate with some ink, it's really, for me, it's quick. And I love to be expressive. I love to have room to throw about. Don't get me wrong, I will have some really nice little inky works. But I think to be loose sometimes, I think on a big canvas with an ink pen or, you know, an ink on a brush. I would say it's a large illustration. With paint.
Yeah. But you're right. You said, artists should be doing everything. I mean, even when we go back in time to the old masters, they did illustrations. And whether that was with ink and pen, like Rembrandt did, he also did etching. And because etching sold.
Yes.
It's easy. It's what we can do now with our prints.
Yes.
And so... Yeah, but you have to illustrate. And they did illustrations for books, etc.
Yes.
But they also did the front of a window shop things. They
took sign everything. Writing. Yeah, yeah.
Signs. Yeah. Yeah. So what we have divided in separate things, like, okay, you're either the designer or you are the illustrator. Or you are the graphic designer, or what? No, they were everything.
Yes.
Because they could do everything. They had the skill to do everything, yeah. Right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So when you practice, so as a young person, I was in my room, and that's where I stayed, you know, for much of my, up till I was maybe 15, 16, I didn't really go out. I wanted to draw, listen to music, and just experiment with paper, experiment with canvas. Didn't pick up oils very early on, but we did a lot of screen print at school, and we did etchings at school. So oil paints, I think, at school was probably a bit too far.
Yeah.
You know, because that doesn't come off your clothes and it doesn't come out. So I think we were given tools that was probably easier to manage with, you know, unruly children around.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I didn't pick up oils until late. I mean, like I'm talking 35. And again, I experimented. And I think that to me is the best way to find how your medium works is by to push it and to experiment in your way, because somebody else's way of how they mix it may not be the way that you're going to mix it, you know? So adding linseed oil, they'll add one part to, you know, a bit of turpentine. Some people straight from the tube, you know, we all have our own way of.
I wouldn't recommend that with oil paint, but that's another thing. But we have to experiment and we have to learn. But it is what I hear in you is, okay, I was 15, I was young and I was sitting in my room and I did nothing else than that because that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And that is the passion that's behind it. That's how you grow. That's how you hone your skills. And then you can go to an art school or go private, because what I do is not taught in art school anymore. You have to go to other people. But yeah, it's so important. It's so important. It's not like, okay, I throw something on and now I'm an artist. That's not how it works. I was wondering, because you say inspired by music, what kind of music are you listening to when you paint or when you are, do you do that even?
When I get the chance to be able to blow the roof off the house, which is not very often because my children, unfortunately, are just above there. So, you know, I can't, at 9 o'clock in the morning, they're not going to take kindly to me raising the roof. So I actually paint in the afternoon. So afternoon for me, I find the best time for flow state.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, I think there's some people's right side and left sides of the brain are different. You could be a morning person, you could be an afternoon. I'm an afternoon person. And I listen to the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they inspire me a lot. They inspire me because a lot of people are working class from Liverpool. Most people are working class from Liverpool. And, you know, I think they were written off really early, you know, early on. There'd never be anything, you know, their chords are rubbish. You know, they've only got three chords. A lot of people would say they've only got three chords to the song. You know, they're very simple. But wow, did they make an impression on the world? And I think because I am from Liverpool, sometimes I think we are pushed down a little bit. You know, your accent sometimes, you know, it goes before you. So someone hears you speak and automatically they think that you don't have any qualifications. They don't think you could, you know, very good at this. And part of me feels like I want to prove people wrong. I want to prove people wrong that actually, you know, I didn't go to university. It wasn't it wasn't in my family. It wasn't pushed for me to go to university. I went down the administration route, you know, I was a PA, I worked in a bank. Would I have got to this point in my career in university? Would it have pushed me somewhere else? I don't know. So I'm not going to go back and think it's one thing I regret. I think I've got my way through life, and maybe that's why I'm as passionate as I am today.
Yeah, it's a shame that based on accent, based on the color of your skin, people are downplaying on you as if you're nothing.
Yeah.
I always have like, did you speak with them? Did you talk with them? And who are you? You can say that. that you can judge. These judgments in the world are terrible.
So, I rise above that, but that comes with age as well. It comes with age and
you get wise, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Probably when I was 20, I would probably feel, you know, out of my depth if I was anywhere with other artists, and that, I probably would have felt inadequate.
Yeah.
But at this stage.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're doing great. So you write that the place you live inspires you to paint and draw animals. Do you paint them live as they show up, or how do you do that? Because that hair is not going to sit there. Okay. I mean,
No, it's not.
Please,
it's not
quickly, because I can't sit that long for...
No. It's very difficult to paint an animal live, because you're not going to get an animal like that to sit.
No.
Simple as that. I love to watch... videos, or anything on the on a TV, Country File or David Attenborough in the wild. That's how I get my inspiration, because if I sit and watch a video, or I can find a YouTube channel, Google is amazing. You can find anything on there. So if I feel like, right, okay, I'm going to go down the line of maybe, for instance, the hair, go online and I'll put in, hair's running, and I'll watch video, and I tend to sketch from that. And I think because I do have the loose strokes and the ink pen and the drippiness of it, it's quite easy to capture something from that.
Yeah.
Because it's not, I'm not trying to make it look